Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with a heroin pusher behind bars, the police station in Sprouston could be converted into homes, and let us play, the vicar chasing a world prize for board game design.
A Class A drug pusher who flooded the city's streets with heroin and crack has been given a maximum 7-year prison sentence. The length of the sentence relates to the three-strike rule, whereby prolific dealers can be handed longer sentences for repeat offences. Leroy Johnson's third strike was almost 5 years ago, when he was caught by police in a property in Peterkin Road, Tuxwood. But after he was bailed, Johnson went on the run, before being caught again for lobbing drugs into Brixton Prison. Jailing the 48-year-old for 7 years, Judge Anthony Bates said he had played a significant role in a sophisticated operation to supply drugs on city streets.
Norfolk Community Foundation has announced the winners of its annual photography competition, which highlights the invaluable work of small charities and community groups in Norfolk. The contest, held as part of the Norfolk Day festivities, attracted more than 100 pictures. Claire Cullins, Chief Executive of Norfolk Community Foundation, said, "Norfolk Day provides a unique opportunity to showcase the very best of Norfolk, including the remarkable individuals who are making a positive impact in their communities. We extend our congratulations to the winners of the competition, whose images capture the essence of the incredible community and voluntary work being done to elevate Norfolk even further." The winning picture was from Stepping Stones, who provide educational training programs for people with learning difficulties and promote the development of life skills so that individuals may confidently enjoy an increasing measure of independence. The photo shows one of their students, AJ, who is a very keen fundraiser. He wanted to hold a cake sale in their car park at the main base on Magdalen Road to raise money for children in Ukraine affected by the war. Stepping Stones manager, Roger Bilton Hill, said, "It was all AJ's idea. He baked biscuits, cakes, cookies, you name it, and raised over £200 for UNICEF Ukraine. Stepping Stones Norfolk received £500 to support their work."
Plans have been submitted to convert a police station into 4 new homes. The proposals would see Sprouston Police Station in Wroxham Road become 3 separate dwellings, with an existing flat-roofed garage demolished and replaced with a bungalow. The site became an operations hub in 2022 after the town's team moved to a new base near the A47 and NDR in Postwick. But Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, Giles Orpen-Smelly, believes there is no longer a need for this building because the ways in which services are provided across the county have changed. The site is believed to offer many challenges for new office requirements and would require significant investment and alterations to operate as a viable office building. And as such, the PCC has decided the most sustainable solution is to convert the property into homes. Planning documents submitted to Broadland District Council state Mr. Orpen-Smelly is keen to achieve best value for money from property assets, with funds raised from selling off Sprouston Station being used to provide investment in new technologies, new properties, vehicles, ICT technology and operational equipment.
An expanding dental surgery has seen plans to replace its garden with a new car park thrown out by the City Council, despite there being an obvious need for improved facilities. Patnam Elphick and Associates in Earlham Road had wanted to build a new car park in order to cope with an increase in patients as the surgery gets bigger. The plans would have seen the addition of 5 more car spaces. The 3 inadequate slots to the front of the property would then be converted into 1 accessible and 1 standard space. But the proposals have been thrown out by Norwich City Council due to concerns over access, the health of nearby trees, the removal of green garden space and the loss of privacy and increased vehicle noise for neighbours. The private practice had already seen plans approved by the City Council to extend its first floor so that it could welcome more patients. As a condition of the approval, the surgery was told it would need to build a new car park.
A vicar with a passion for board games is praying for a miracle after reaching the final three of a worldwide competition. Edward Carter is the vicar of St Peter Mancroft Church in the heart of Norwich. The 56-year-old canon has been a man of the cloth for 26 years, but prior to that was wheeling and dealing in the world of board games. That passion has recently reignited with Reverend Edward reaching the final three of Puzzle Company Ravenburger's Next Big Family Game competition. Reverend Edward, who lives in Unthank Road, said, "I've always loved loved games, and long before my church career began in the 1990s, I tried setting up a business making and selling games to retailers without much success. The rise of crowdfunding is an exciting thing, though, and tempted me to have another go at it. The name of the game by the trio is called Serengeti Sanctuary, which is competing with games by German and US creators. Reverend Edward has been joined by his sons John, 30, and Matt, 28, who have brought their skills in marketing and graphic design, as well as an upbringing steeped in games playing. The game uses a popular nature theme to create what they hope will become a modern classic, helped by a potential Ravensburger deal."
The much-loved and highly respected former professional boxer, Tony Webster of Norwich, has died at the age of 86. And money raised in his memory will go to the world-famous Lads Club, where Tony was followed into the ring by his son Paul and now his grandson Christian. Tony, married to Pauline for 64 years, was born in Norwich and went to the Norman School, where he loved all sport, especially boxing. He was welcomed at the Lads Club, where he boxed first as a bantamweight and then a featherweight before his national service. Joining the army, he became a member of the Royal Army Ordnance Corps boxing team and served as a physical training instructor in Singapore. The crowds loved his boxing style, and he became a district champion and a medal winner in the 1955 Southeast Asia Games, when a report described as one of the most promising amateurs in the game today. Back in Norwich, his mother was presented with his county colours, and on his return home, Tony became a professional boxer. Some of his bouts were televised. Promoter Freddie King looked after him, and Tony attracted large crowds when he was on the bill at fight nights across the country. His son Paul followed him into the ring at the Lads Club, winning a junior ABA championship in the Eastern Counties. And now his grandson Christian, aged 19, is a member of the club. As well as his wife, he leaves his son Paul, daughter Gina, grandchildren Ryan, Daniel, Luke, Christian and Ethan, and great-grandchildren Neve and Bella.
That's all from this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There's no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number, 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on a Thursday, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Sarah Lusher was the editor, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.
And from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.